It's Giving Tuesday, the day when we are supposed to turn our thoughts to the charities that can use our help as we head into the holiday season. This day has been a thing for about a dozen years. Someone thought of it in 2012 and a year later, so many charities referred to it that the name stuck. Giving Tuesday is the day after Cyber Monday, which appeared from nowhere in 2005 so online retailers could have their own special day, distinct from Black Friday, at brick-and-mortar stores. What about Black Friday? That term was originally used to describe the stock market crash in October 1929, then was used to describe the day when retailers finally made it into the black each year. Then someone decided to start using Black Friday to promote big sales on the day after American Thanksgiving, and now retailers around the world are cashing in on the day. Got all that? Let's get back to Giving Tuesday. This day matters most of all. It is a day for us to think of others, those in need, those less fortunate, those who have made mistakes and could use a hand to get back on their feet. If you can donate today, please consider the Times Colonist Christmas Fund. We are committed to helping the community as much as we can, and we would appreciate your support, because the more you donate, the more help we can provide. Since this year's campaign started 3 weeks ago, we have received $385,552.91 from 1,084 donors. That's very generous and much appreciated, but we still have a long way to go. Also, please note that our fund is not the only one out there. You have your pick of hundreds of charities. We work with many of them and can vouch for what they do. They are all striving to make this an even better place. Our fund is run by the Times Colonist Christmas Fund Society, which works with volunteers from the local chapter of the Sovereign Order of St. John of Jerusalem, Knights Hospitaller, to distribute money to dozens of community organizations. Through your donation, more people will get more food, clothing, and hygiene products. More children will get toys. People might need advice, and volunteers with the local groups can provide that. Some people just need a friendly person to talk to. That might make a huge difference to them. Who needs help from a food bank or other community agency? It could be someone with two low-paying jobs, or a senior, or a woman bravely facing the end of a bad relationship. We do our best to keep administration costs as low as we can. Not a cent goes to the Times Colonist or the Sovereign Order. This is all about helping as many people as we can, as much as we can. In Greater Victoria, up island as far as Campbell River, and on the Gulf Islands. Yes, Giving Tuesday is a gimmick, but it's one that matters, thanks to the help it brings. Consider what the shopping extravaganza of Black Friday means to the people who are desperate for help. To them, every day is black, the kind of black found in the deepest, darkest hole of despair. That's why we raise funds every year. That's why we try to help. If you possibly can, please donate to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund if you prefer, but if not, please consider some of the other charities at work in our community. If you have money to spare, let's put it to work. Dave Obey is editor and publisher of the Times Colonist. How to donate to the Christmas Fund? Go online to tcchristmasfund.com. That page is linked to Canada Helps, which is open 24 hours a day and provides an immediate tax receipt. Use your credit card by phoning 250-995-4438 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. Checks should be made out to the Times Colonist Christmas Fund. Drop them at the Times Colonist office in Vic West, 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria. Or, for the duration of the postal strike, contact Maximum Express for free pickup and delivery of your check. Call dispatch at 250-721-3278 or email info@maxcourier.com.